Everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185. Glad to have you in here. We got a great program. We're still in festival here in Murphy, North Carolina tonight. And, we just began the great day, the eighth day of the festival here at sundown. And oh my, while we were here on the altar at sundown, just before we came on the air, we had a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful rainbow right here in the heavens. And, we were so thankful that our Father still remembers. You know, the Bible is full of instructions. And we just wonder sometimes if people are keeping his instruction. Let me read here in the book of Ecclesiastes. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yahweh and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. You know, everybody thinks they're put here to work, and they're put here to have to build homes and to raise families. That's not the first primary reason that we're here upon this earth. We're not here to build cities. We're not here to gather riches. We're here to fear Yahweh and to keep his commandments, which is the whole duty of man. Now, I'm going to tell you why that we're fearing Yahweh. We've been up here for a whole week. Started last Friday night in festival, and the great day, the holy day, and we do that because we love Yahweh, and we read in his commandments, and the Bible said his commandments are not grievous. I don't know why people think that it's just too much of a sacrifice to keep the festivals, the feast days, and to worship Yahweh. We live in a busy, bustle world. People running to and fro. They don't really, you know, as long as they get to Sunday school on Sunday morning, they think they've done their deal. And as long as they keep Christmas and pass out a few gifts and keep Easter, they think that they've done the whole duty, but that's not so, ladies and gentlemen. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, you know, the law's done it. We're not under the law. That's under the law. We don't do that no more. Well, we get over to the New Testament, and we're going to find out tonight that they still kept the festivals. Long after the Messiah went back into the heavens, they kept the festivals. Now, wonder why that they would do that. Well, they were remembering Yahweh and keeping his commandments. Let's go back to the first verse of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And is there any profit, Pastor Buddy, the question might come up, is there any profit in serving Yahweh? Of course there is. Well, what kind of profit do you get? Not in this world, but the world to come. Did you know that the Bible says that you will be brought into judgment? And you will give an account to the Father for your actions here upon the earth. Fear Yahweh and keep his commandments, which is the whole duty of man. Remember now the Creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not, nor the days or the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. You know, when you get old and your energy runs down and you're drained of all of your youth, the Bible said, seek Yahweh in the days of your youth and you won't depart when you're old. It's a way of life. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of wholeness. What's wholeness? Fear Yahweh and keep His commandments. People take it lightly. They say, oh, it don't really matter. And then when they get sick, they want Yahweh to heal them, and He won't heal them. And when they get in trouble, He won't deliver them because they have forgotten Him. Now, who they forgot Him for? For the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches, they have wandered astray and they did the things that are not pleasing in the sight of Yahweh. Well, for that matter, Yahweh, the Bible said, has turned. These type of people, who? Could be you. It could be me. It could be anybody that doesn't fear Yahweh and take Him serious and keep His commandments. Well, you say, Pastor Buddy, what are the commandments? Well, let's go over here to the book of Exodus, and we're going to start in chapter 23, and we're going to read some of the things that are proposed here in the 23rd chapter, and we're going to start at the 12th verse. 6 days shalt thou work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest. Well, what is rest? That's a holy Sabbath. Did you know that interlaced with the mathematical formula of the true Sabbath, that on the full moon, that's when you begin the festivals that are commanded. Now let's read about the festival. Three times, this is in verse 14 of Exodus chapter 23, three times a year thou shalt keep a feast unto me. Well, I'm just so thankful that a few people cared enough to send their very best record to heaven that here we are, another year has passed, we're at the end of the seasons of festivals, this, we just got through Tabernacles, we are finishing up Tabernacles in the eighth day, and did you know that the Messiah in the New Testament, they were attending Tabernacles, and He came to the eighth day, and He hadn't, it's not on record that He said anything, until the eighth day. And the Bible says that He said, he that is athirst and hungry, let him come to me. On the eighth day, He gave special instructions to them that had endured, to them that had waited out the eighth day. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you'll get a blessing by waiting out the eighth day. I've been in a lot of festivals in my life, and I'm so delighted of every one that I've ever kept and have always waited for the blessings of the eighth day. Now, in the eighth day, there's an eighth-day Sabbath. Just like today is the beginning of the eighth-day Sabbath. It's the final eighth-day rendering to Yahweh, where He said that if any man hunger, let him come unto me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, of all the feasting that they were doing during the 7 days, He specifically waited until the day of the Holy Sabbath, the eighth day. And then He cried with a loud voice, come unto me. And for you that hunger, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you might have to wait a long time. I have set, and you take a predator. If they're going to catch anything in the wild, you take an owl, He's wise. And he will wait very patiently, and he'll watch. And he will wait patiently before he's hungry. And he notices that everything that moves in the forest, he's got an eye for him. Now, you need to take stock of the wise old owl and wait your opportunity to seize your blessing. You can't get one if you haven't remembered Yahweh and kept his Sabbath. You can't get a blessing unless you've remembered Yahweh and kept his festivals. Three times a year, you are supposed to appear at the festival before Yahweh. Now, do you think that it's important for Yahweh to write down the very hairs on your head? Why would he go around taking stock of the hairs on your head or the words that you speak? Why would he go to trouble to determine what you're doing? Does he know that you're keeping the festival? Or does he know that you've missed it? Does he know whether you care or whether you don't? Does he know whether that you have studied to show yourself approved? Workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, that are performing the things that he said to do. And he said, why call me Yahweh and do not the things that I say to do? And so Yahweh is demanding. He's a hard and he's a very astute man. Whatever he's given you in the commandments, he expects a response. He expects you to put your money to the money changers. He expects you not to come to him empty-handed at the festival. Any nation that does not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Passover, or the Feast of Pentecost, that person shall be cut off from the blessings and the rain, and he shall be cut off from the mercy of Yahweh. Be sure that your sins find you out. Notice this, thou shalt work 6 days and keep a Sabbath day. Every Sabbath in the festival regulation is geared to the lunar calendar. On the 15th day of the month of Passover, that's in the spring festival, you are supposed to wait upon Yahweh and appear before him with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a necessity for you to hear the command and to love Yahweh and to keep his commandments. Now, for those who will not hear, he promised you that you'd be cut off. Every man that will not appear before Yahweh in festival, that's why I keep it. Now, the Bible said the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. Why do you keep the feast, Pastor Buddy? Well, I keep it because it was commanded, and I keep it because I fear Yahweh. I reverence him, and I know that the time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine in the last days. They shall run to and fro. They shall seek rest, but they will not find it. You know what kind of rest they want? They want to go on vacation and go down to Daytona Beach, for instance. Or they want to go to the Riviera. Or they want to go to Paris. They save up their money to enjoy the pleasures of the world, but they don't lay aside the tithe and offering and bring them with a handful of blessings to the festivals. That's what Yahweh commanded. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you're too fanatical. It don't really matter. All that matters is you're saved. Ladies and gentlemen, there's so many people saved that's going to hell. The way to hell is broad. The way to hell is wide. And the way to hell is paved with those seem right ways, because There is a way that seemeth right. Proverbs 14 and 10. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. Thou shalt keep three times a year a feast unto Yahweh. I'm so thankful that I've got another festival. I'm so thankful for all of those that came here to Murphy, North Carolina, to keep the festival of the Tabernacles. Now, I can recall in the 17th chapter of the book of Acts, or the book of Matthew, where the acts of these examples that I'm going to give you are recorded dutifully in the Word of Yahweh to keep His festivals. And the Bible says that they were in the Feast of Tabernacles. And there, Peter, James, and John, now, they were there. I don't know what they expected, but they got more than they bargained for. They got a manifestation of the transfiguration of Yahweh upon the mountaintop. Yahweh Himself was transfigured before them. And the Bible says they heard a voice. And the voice said, as the cloud overshadowed the Messiah. And out of the cloud a voice declared, very audible, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. It pleased the Father to dwell in that flesh body. And He spoke right out of the cloud in the Festival of Tabernacles. Oh my, I'm glad Peter was there. I'm glad John was there. I'm glad that James was there to witness that occasion in the tabernacle booths upon the mountain at Bethel. They were gathered there to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Well, we're gathered here upon the mountain, the most beautiful, majestic mountains, here in Murphy, North Carolina, on the Smoky Mountain. We're sitting right in the mist and on the top of the Smoky Mountain. Got a tremendous view of the mountain. We have a beautiful place here that we kept the festival and we've had a great time. Now, we want to be reminding you that next festival, which will be the Festival of Pentecost in May, we keep the second Passover, and we are authorized to keep the second Passover in the book of Numbers, chapter 9, where we find that they were to keep the second Passover if they were in a far journey. We feel like that we're here in America, separated from the Commonwealth of that nation that was destroyed, closed out. And according to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10, they were to never return there. Well, we find out that the Feast of Passover, which is regulated in one of the three festivals, three times a year, thou shalt keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days. Oh, you know, a lot of people can't do without the Big Macs. They have those attacks. And they can't do without the Big Mac. You're going to have an attack, all right, one of these days. You're going to wish that you love Yahweh, your Creator, and kept His commandments. You're going to pray for the rocks and the mountains to hide you. And you're going to have to come out of McDonald's. You're going to have to come out of the Riviera. You're going to have to come out of Paris, France. You're going to have to come out of Daytona Beach. You're going to have to come out of the racetracks and the football games. You're going to come out and you're going to bow the knee, according to Matthew 25:31. You're going to find that there's a judgment seat set for you, and you're going to give an account to Yahweh for all of your deeds and action. Be not deceived, for Yahweh is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You're going to pay dearly if you haven't kept his commandments, and you're going to be blessed and rewarded if you have. Blessed are they that do the commandments. Blessed are they that hear the word of Yahweh and do it. And ladies and gentlemen, the record that you're making in life, change today if you're not making that record acceptable to him. Begin to hear his word. Begin to listen to his prophets. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labors which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when thou hast gathered the labor out of the field. They were to bring all of their tithe into the storehouse in the fall festival, the ingathering. Well, isn't it amazing that the symbology and the typology of these festivals, Passover representing the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world, and we do it in remembrance of Him when we're keeping the 7 days of unleavened bread, when we come out of the world, when we gather together to keep those 7 precious days of the Passover, when we gather together as they did on the day of Pentecost, when they were commanded to go tarry at the place of the appointment, and there the Holy Ghost fell, and all of these miracles and signs come with obedience to the festivals. Everything in the Bible is related and sequenced in time events. On the 15th day of the full moon of the feast of Passover, it begins the first day of unleavened bread. And you go 7 days, and in the 21st day, at the end of the 21st day, it begins the 8th day, which is the 22nd. Oh my, how wonderful that Yahweh has synchronized His Sabbath, both weekly and in the annual festivals, that everything meshes, everything synchronizes. And the synchronicity of the beauty of holiness is wrapped up in the festivals which Yahweh is, His eyes are running to and fro in the earth and is determining whether men or women are loving Yahweh with all of their heart, all of their mind, and all of their soul, and are keeping the festivals according to the references that I'm giving you here in the Bible. Oh, it's wonderful. It's joy unspeakable, and it is full of glory. Ladies and gentlemen, blessed, verse 21 of the book of Exodus, chapter 23, beware of him, obey his voice, provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions for my name's sake. Ladies and gentlemen, the name of Yahweh is the most ancient of all names in the universe. At this name, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. And so then, these festivals, organized by the great mind of the Creator. Now, only those that have the mind of Yahweh would believe the mind of Yahweh. Did you know the Bible says that His ways are not our ways? I'm sure that you've had other things to do this week, and you've been busy, and you haven't thought about tabernacles, and so you haven't bothered to even look on the calendar, let alone keep it. You haven't even thought of it. The hustle, the bustle, the worry, the fretting, the eating, the drinking, and the being merry, and the laying aside of His commandments to keep their own tradition, and hell is going to be full of you people that will not take Yahweh seriously. Yeah, you say, oh, you're just a fanatic, Pastor Buddy, and you're teaching that old law stuff. We don't do that in our church, glory to God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 and 18, think not that I am come to destroy the law, but I am come to do the law. I am come to practice and set you an example that as I do, you should also do. For if you say you love me and will not do what I say to do, you're a liar. And I listen to all these excuses that even the Yahweh people put up. Oh, they got all kinds of excuses. They got all kinds of reasons that they just can't endure the eighth day. They can't hang in and they can't hang out. But ladies and gentlemen, there is a reward to them that are determined to put their hands to the plow and not look back. And I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, the little song said. I heard a voice say, I ain't gonna let nobody separate me from the love of Yahweh shed abroad in my heart. I will endeavor to keep Yahweh's festivals 3 times a year. Now, why would you want to do that, Pastor Buddy? Because I fear Yahweh. I don't want to be lost. I want to be just like Him. I want to remember what He done. I want to hold up the cup and bless it like He done. I want to wash feet like He done. I want to take the sacrament of the bread and the cup and the salt. I want to do those things that are pleasing in His sight. I want to keep the feast of ingathering. I want to keep the feast of Pentecost. I want to do these things that are relevant to the Scriptures. Now, I know that man has come along and say, oh, we don't do that no more. That's under the law of Moses. We just done away with that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if we tore the Bible out where they say that that's done away with, they wouldn't have enough toilet paper to wipe their butts on their belief because their unbelief of damning sin is removing the process of obedience to the law of Yahweh to keep their own tradition. In that day, they will ask for water and none will be given. In that day, they will plead for mercy. But He'll say, inasmuch as you did not hear my word, therefore I can't hear yours. Inasmuch as you were busy doing your thing, now I'm busy doing mine. And my thing is to say to those who were not too busy to take time out of their life to dedicate. We've had men and women coming from all over the country. Kansas, Illinois, way up in beyond Chicago, Wisconsin. We've had people come from Kentucky and Alabama and Mississippi and Tennessee and all of these states represented here in North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that those people that made an effort to put on the armor of the word of enlightenment that says, I want to keep His commandments. I desire. The Messiah said, I have desired to keep these things. I have longed for this day. And oh, what a joy it is. On the last great day, I've been so blessed today to hear people testify and praise Yahweh that have given their tithes and offerings and they brought their substance and appeared before the Father at His tabernacle festivals. They drove as far away as Kansas, way out on the plains of Kansas. They come to the hills of North Carolina. And ladies and gentlemen, it is so marvelous for faith that was once delivered to the saints of seeing those men and women that are still contending for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. The saints were keeping Pentecost when the great miracle outpouring on the day of Pentecost of Acts chapter 2, verse 4, when suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Suddenly, ladies and gentlemen, one of these days, our Heavenly Father is going to return. And for those who are eating and drinking with the wicked, will be judged with the wicked. Be sure that you're not caught unaware in those days in the hustle and the bustle and the whirl running to and fro seeking the rest and will not submit themselves into the rest of Yahweh to keep His commandments and the synchronicity of His covenant. How marvelous, how wonderful, how joyful, unspeakable, and full of glory. Oh, my. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I just don't understand. It's too complicated for me. I asked my pastor, and he told me, well, we don't have to do those things no more. You know, Christianity has become a joke. Christianity has become a byword of unholy, unthankful people when it's recorded in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, present your body at the festivals, at the appointed seasons. Make plans to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Yahweh, which is a reasonable service. You say, oh, I'm a fanatic. Well, Yahweh said it's a reasonable service to present your body a living sacrifice. I live for Yahweh. I live to see the sun coming up in the morning on this wonderful, glorious eighth day where I can hear Him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many. Enter into the joy. You'll no longer have to strive to enter in because you're striving, you're driving, you're sacrificed. You've paid the price to wear the crown and you will be anointed with the blessings and the sure mercies of Jacob because you remembered me when I was hungry. You remembered me when I was thirsty. You remembered me when I was sick. You remembered and visited me while I was in prison. And then you'll say, well, when did we see you do these things? When did we see you sick? And when did we see you hungry? When did we see you thirsty? When did we see you in prison? Inasmuch as you haven't done it to the least of these little ones, you haven't done it to me. Come together. Fail not to assemble three times a year. It's commanded. Everybody wants to go to heaven. But nobody don't want to perform the obedience to the word because man's unbelief in this last day has waxed so cold. They've turned a deaf ear to hearing His word. It is no longer fearful to break Yahweh's commandments. They do it without any hesitation. They turn from the holy word and cause it to be a unholy word with their unbelief. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so amazed at the people of the world, how that they have turned a deaf ear, how they will not hear, how they will not obey. I don't care how much you preach it, they've got an excuse to not believe it. They've got a reason from every false prophet in this land who have set up a seem-right way, which the Bible says the end thereof is death, according to Proverbs 14 and 10. Well, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that death is in the land? Did you know that famine is in the land? Did you know that pestilence is in the land? Did you know that sickness is in the land? Are you worried about the swine flu? Oh, yeah, you'll be down at the local nursery to get your daily injection as they minister to you, and you fear the government. You fear some type of sickness more than you fear Yahweh and His wrath. Ladies and gentlemen, if I died tonight obeying Yahweh here on the eighth day of His marvelous festival, the Bible said to die is gain, but to live is to serve Him and keep His commandments, which are not grievous. But the world says, oh, I can't do that, Pastor Buddy. That's too far of a stretch for me. I can't get there. I've got this excuse. I've got that excuse. I've married this woman, or I've got this husband. I've got this car. I've got this ox. I've got all kinds of reasons. But those who have made a sacrifice, blessed are they that hear the word of Yahweh and do it. Yea! Blessed are they that hear the word of Yahweh and do it. Those that perform. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a marvelous time. I've been so blessed here for the whole week. Our host here in North Carolina, Brother Odell and Miss Virginia here, and Brother Rob and Sue here in Murphy, North Carolina, who have welcomed us to their altar. And here we visited this beautiful place here where we congregate. We've had a great festival. In the May festival, we're going to be gathering in the great state of Tennessee. We're going to be near Benton, Tennessee, and we're going to keep the festival next spring on the Hiawassee River. Hiawassee. Hiawassee. Yahweh has provided us a seaside of 20 acres. Right on the Hiawassee River in East Tennessee, where we will give you the permanent address fee site later on when we fully develop it, and we are ready to receive next May. By next May, we will have the festival fee site. The brethren are now planning and working on it, even as I speak right now. There is plans. People en route from around the country go into that location and are there now in process of preparation of the festival coming up in May of 2010, should Yahweh tarry. Ladies and gentlemen, whether we live or whether we die, it's Christ in you. Obedience of keeping His festivals, of doing those things which are pleasing in His sight. Hear His voice. Provoke Him not, for He will not pardon your transgressions. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that you shall keep My Sabbath, for I am Yahweh? Turn ye not unto idols, nor make ye yourselves molten gods, for I am Yahweh. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 4. And if you offer a sacrifice, a peace offering, you shall offer it upon your own will. You should be willing to offer everything freely, for Yahweh loveth a cheerful giver. Come into His festival with their hands full of love and offerings and tithes and the things that Yahweh's provided you in your blessings. Here it is in Leviticus chapter 18, verse 4. You shall do My judgments and keep My ordinances to walk therein. I am Yahweh. You shall therefore keep My statutes and My judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. Only can you live in the future by doing what He said now. Your record is going to go before you. You're going to bow your knee, and you're going to wish. You're going to wish that you loved Yahweh. You're going to wish that you had served Yahweh in the festivals. You're going to see a time come where that if you will keep his statutes and commandments, you will then be qualified with holiness unto Yahweh. Notice this. In the 22nd chapter, speak to Aaron and to his sons that they separate themselves from the holy things of the children of Israel, and that they profane not the holy name of Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't obeyed his command, you are profaning the name of Yahweh. Appointed festivals. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 23. These are the consecrations or the convocations of concentration of the festival. Speak to the children, verse 2, Leviticus chapter 23. Speak to Israel and to them that are in Israel concerning the feast of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feast. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day and the Sabbath of rest, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings. These are the feast of Yahweh. Verse 4. Even holy convocations which you shall proclaim in their season. Well, I've been proclaiming that we're going to have a festival. We piped to you, but most of you didn't dance. You had an opportunity, but today's the last day of the feast. Today, for them that are hungry, them that are holding the festivals, those who are receiving the blessing, the great rainbow that appeared here tonight while we were on the altar, right above our head. Ladies and gentlemen, we've seen some miracles and signs here. And Yahweh is so good to us. On the 15th day of the 14th day of the first month, even at even, is Yahweh's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and you shall keep it 7 days and eat unleavened bread. Now, you see, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing hard about that. But you got a plan. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I can't take off from work. I wish I could. I wish you could too. But whether you do or whether you don't, let me tell you, your record's going to go before you. If you've made a sacrifice, or you're willing to sacrifice, save up for a vacation to go to Daytona Beach, maybe you want to go to the Daytona 500. Maybe you're going to go down there with about 150,000 at Daytona in February, and you've got to have money to get down there, and you've got to see them run around the asphalt. Or maybe you need to go to the Super Bowl. Well, you're going to a Super Bowl, and you're going to the Daytona 500 sooner or later, and your works is going to go with you. And you're going to give an account to Yahweh. Do you love him? Have you paid the price to wear the crown? Have you kept his commandments, which are not grievous according to the Bible? You say, well, that's too much of a stretch for me, Pastor Bodie. I just can't get there. Well, you go everywhere else. You do everything else. You make your payment. Yeah, you do all of those things. You pay your telephone bill. Oh, yeah, you got to get that cable bill in there because you got to watch that dumb tube. Yep, you got to have satellite TV pop right into your house, and you're probably sitting there tonight. Instead of listening to Pastor Buddy, you're probably watching the goob tube. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, I've never seen a world so filled with pleasure-loving people. It's too much for sacrifice, Pastor Buddy. Exodus 22:20. He that sacrificed to any god, save unto Yahweh only, shall be utterly destroyed. According to Exodus 22:20. Now let me repeat that. For you that fear Yahweh, I'm not talking to those that don't fear, because this is going to go right over their head. But if there's something that I can say to turn your heart back to Yahweh, if there's something that I can say to convince you that it would be beneficial to you to love Yahweh with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and the strength, of Mark 12:29 and Deuteronomy 6:4. If you just love him like Deuteronomy 6:4 said, and Mark 12:29, Yahweh would give you such marvelous blessings, he would pour them out, and you couldn't receive them. I know the people that have made great sacrifices to keep his Sabbath. And they were working for pennies on a dollar. And then they finally got up enough nerve to keep Yahweh's Sabbath and his festivals, and Yahweh gave them a business of their own. And now they're doing quite well. They become independent. They don't have to battle the world. Yahweh will make you a way to come out of the world and to not to love the world. We came over here into North Carolina. We drove great distances. Brothers drove from Chicago. They drove from Kansas, and they drove from down in Texas, and they drove from miles around. They drove from Michigan, and they drove from Ohio, and they come from North Carolina and Tennessee and Alabama. And we got a brother from Mississippi, praise Yahweh. And we know, ladies and gentlemen, that these are sacrifices, and it costs out of your pocketbook to provide transportation. It costs to buy gasoline. The devil makes it very expensive for you to serve Yahweh. But let me give you a return on your investment. Yahweh will bless you going in, and he will bless you coming out. He will bless you with gold and silver. He will give you the good and the fat of the land. He will make your calves to grow up as calves in the stall. He will increase your herds. He will bless you coming in and going out. He will add to you, not take from. But if you will not hear his word, he will add to you the plague that's written in this book. And for you that have turned a deaf ear from his festivals, and you said, oh, it's not necessary, that's just an old fanatic, old holiness preacher, I don't like to listen to him. He, you know, matter of fact, we had a gentleman that called our answer machine service, and we must have dug him up the other night when the brother and sister got to testifying, and he suggested that he was going to call the radio station and have us put off the air for preaching the name of Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Yahweh is a strong tower, Proverbs 18:10, and the righteous run into it, and they're safe. Let me repeat that. Proverbs 18:10 is the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, the righteous run into it, and are safe. We're safe here in the festival. If Yahweh came tonight, what would he catch you doing?
Well, Pastor Buddy, this is Friday evening, and I just got paid, and I went out and got me a six-pack, and glory to God, and I'm watching the ball game, or I'm watching the races, or I'm watching the boxing match, or I'm watching a movie out of Hollywood. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll assure you that the devil and the devil's pleasures will wind up in hell. And all those people that forget Yahweh will be indeed turned into hell with all people that forget Yahweh. That's as simple as I can make it. Now, you say, well, I just believe that you're too fanatical, Pastor Buddy. And I've had, you know, I get a lot of that. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to be too fanatical when the fires are falling. When you're running and hiding, instead of welcoming him, instead of looking up and expecting him, instead of blessed are they that I find watching when I come. Watching what? The dumb tube? Watching the races? Watching the basketball game? Watching the boxing matches? Watching the silly televisions and the movies? Going to the beach and watching the waves of the water? Or going to watch the greenery of the leaves turning? No. Going to assemble themselves, and the Bible said, fail not to assemble yourselves in these festival times. And yet, people still make excuses. Even Yahweh's people. They're so busy, dotting about, going to and fro, seeking rest and finding none. Ladies and gentlemen, blessed are they that whom I find watching when I come.
Your watching is your performance of works. For nothing shall be added to it and nothing taken away. You will get exactly what you have sown, for be not deceived. Yahweh is indeed not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, in the last verse, all that you have done will come into judgment. And you will give an account for what you've done. Ladies and gentlemen, wouldn't you want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you rule over many. I would. Or would you rather hear him say, oh, you were too busy to keep my festivals. You were too busy to raise the cup in a soft covenant. You were too busy to get on an altar and worship me and remember me. Oh, you were too busy to do that, but you had enough time to go to Daytona Beach and watch the 500. You had enough time to watch the Philadelphia Phillies or the Philadelphia Eagles or the Detroit Lions or the Chicago Bears. Ladies and gentlemen, for the pleasure-loving people of America, I say unto you, pleasure on. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you shall come into judgment. And in that day, your football tickets will not get you a seat in heaven. Your Daytona 500 race tickets will not make you a seat in heaven. Your pleasure-loving movies and the seeking of the pleasure to fulfill the lust of the flesh, that won't get you into heaven. You know what will? Making those sacrifices and having just a few dollars left. Hey, some people that'll get home with just barely enough, and sometimes maybe not enough to get home, because they've made such a tremendous sacrifice to serve Yahweh and come to the festival of Tabernacle. May Yahweh richly bless those that attended this Tabernacle Festival, and may Yahweh bless all of those across the land and the earth, for that matter, where my voice is heard around the world tonight on WWRB 3.185. May the blessings of Yahweh, may it bless you, may it keep you, may it give you comfort in knowing that your sacrifices will not be forgotten, that your works will go into heaven before you, and that your reward will be in heaven when he'll hear him say, enter in to the joy, an eternal festival, an eternal pleasure. But those who have failed to enter into his rest will be turned into hell with all nations that forget him. You remember that. And this message, who I know will fall mostly on deaf ears. Oh, he's just scaring me, and I'll get over this. I'll take me two Tums or two Rolaids, because that old pastor buddy, he gives me an upset stomach. He gives me a headache. Preaching all these old commandments that's under the law. Glory to God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I assure you that these commandments are forever settled in heaven, and the Bible says if you love him, you'll keep them. He says if you won't keep his commandments, you are indeed a liar, and the truth is not in you. Do you love him? The Bible said, choose this day who you will serve. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve Yahweh. The house of Yahweh is the people of Yahweh, and he don't dwell in a temple made with hands. The house of Yahweh is your physical temple where Yahweh dwells in your heart simply by faith. Now let me give you the conclusion of my message here tonight. The question was asked by the Messiah himself when he was here 2,000 years ago. He looked at the world situation of that day, and then he looked deep into our day when he said there will be wars and rumors of wars, nation rising against nation, political instability, men's heart fell in them, waves of the sea roaring, pleasure-loving seekers, television watchers. Ladies and gentlemen, he said, this. Will I find faith on earth when I return? Are you one of those faithful? Are you one of those that's kept the faith and hasn't denied His name? If you are, you're going to hear Him say, well done, my good and faithful servants. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. But unto those who have failed to enter into His rest, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. And so it's very important in this day that we live in for you to love Yahweh with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. Now, this is the eighth day of our Tabernacle Festival. I would most certainly like to thank everyone that came here in our audience tonight that's listening to me preach this message here in North Carolina, in the mountains of North Carolina. For those of you who are not here, but are listening to me on shortwave, I hope and trust that you kept your Tabernacle Festival. If you weren't able, by some reason, reasonable reason, and you've got a legitimate reason, you're an invalid, you can't get here, maybe the devil robbed you of your funds, quit supporting the devil and quit robbing Yahweh, and Yahweh will give you the festival money to come and serve Him. The Bible said, lay aside as Yahweh has prospered you, your tithes and offerings, and save them for the festival. And that's what these men and brethren have done. Great testimonies this week. I've been encouraged more in the time of darkness. That's when the light shines the brightest. Men and women have come from all over the country and assembled here at Tabernacle. What's your excuse? If you've got one that's legitimate, take it up with Yahweh. If you've not, whatever you've sown is what you're going to reap. And you'll never have an opportunity to keep this festival. It's over. You say, well, I'll keep the next one. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not determined with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you ain't going to keep the next one. Satan's going to knock you out of the box just like he knocked you out this time. He's going to give you more excuses next time for not keeping it than he gave you this time because you didn't. You see, he keeps coming up with every reason in the world not to serve Yahweh, but to serve the devil and mammon. You cannot serve Yahweh and the world. You cannot love the world and love Yahweh. You gotta choose which one you want and which one you're going to serve. Where your treasure is where your heart's at. Well, my heart tonight is in the Smoky Mountains with the brothers and sisters that have come from all over the country to have tabernacles with us here. And tonight, I want to thank everyone that came. Yahweh bless each and every one of you. As you go home, making your way home, may Yahweh bless you. May He keep you. And I'd like to thank my sponsors tonight, Dr. Gary and Brother Paul. And I would also like to thank Brother Mark for being my sponsor here on WWRB. And Sister Audrey, his lovely wife, from the great state of Mississippi, that has sponsored me here on WWRB. And as this in the last month of the year, here in Tabernacle, the In Gathering, it's an accounting, and I'd like to give an account for all those tithes and offerings that people have given me, that I have put it in on the broadcast to sow the seed to someone that hasn't heard His word. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Turn to Yahweh today. Repent of your sins and be baptized in the magnanimous and the most magnificent name of Yahweh. Come to the festival next year, if you can, in East Tennessee, where we'll be on a permanent feast site, where you can be baptized in the Hiawassee River, or you can be baptized at the festival a gathering place right there on the farm at Hallelujah Acres in East Tennessee. I love you tonight very much. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world. Live from Hallelujah Acres, Yahweh willing, I'll be broadcasting tomorrow night, sponsored by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey in Reliance, Tennessee, at our festival site at Hallelujah Acres. I'll see you tomorrow night. Yahweh bless you, and I love you.
pass on the mountains, one pair of hands form the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands formed the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when faith into one.